Schuss. Bon, Rabbanon. In view of the fact that tomorrow night, of course, is Shmini Atzeres, so I thought it would be appropriate this evening to look into a little bit about the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres and try and gain some insight as to what Shmini Atzeres is, both Al Derech Halacha and, if we have time at the end, a little bit Al Derech Drush. The Yontif of Shmini Atzeres is identified in the Chumash in two places. Only two places in the Torah where Shmini Atzeres is presented. One is in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel, the so-called Parshas Hamoados, where the Torah states, beginning in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Emor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Emor b'chamishosa yom l'chodesh Hashvi Hazeh, on the 15th day of this 7th month, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom Hashem. There's a holiday called Sukkos for 7 days. Byom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Chomalechas Avodalo Sasu, the first day is Mikra Kodesh, it's Yontif, you're not allowed to do any work. And then in Pasuk Lamed Vav, Shivas Yomim Takrivu Ishel Hashem. For 7 days you have to bring a certain korban to Hashem. And then by Yom HaShmini, on the 8th day, Mikra Kodesh Elachem, Bikravtem Ishel Hashem Atzeresi, Kol Meleches Avodolas Lo Sasu. On the 8th day is a day of Atzeres. The art school translation is, it is an assembly. Okay, Kol Meleches Avodolas Sasu. You're allowed to do certain types of work. So that's one place where Shmini Atzeres is identified. Looking at it simply in a straightforward fashion, it would appear that Shmini Atzeres, in effect, is the 8th day of Sukkot. It has some special dinim, but when it says in the Pasuk, Bayom HaShmini, it doesn't mean the 8th day of the month or the 8th day of some other continuum. It means the 8th day of the days referred to earlier. The previous Pesukim says, in the end of Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. And then it said in the beginning of this Pasuk, Lamed Vav, Shivas Yomim Takribu Yishel HaShem. Then, Bayom HaShmini, on the 8th day, X, Y, and Z is to take place. So, if we look at that pasuk, it would appear that Shmini Atzeres, in effect, is the end of Sukkot. It's the 8th day of Sukkot. It doesn't have an independent status. It may have certain particular dinim, as we'll see, but it doesn't particularly have any unique status. It's the 8th day of Sukkot. It's Yontif. In that regard, we can make the case that it's similar to the last day of Pesach. Pesach also, we have Pesach is 7 days, so the first day of Pesach is Yontif. And then we have Chol HaMoed, and then the last day of Pesach, the 7th day, Shri Shal Pesach, is again the Yontif. So it looks like Sukkot is a similar pattern. It starts with the Yontif, then you have Chol HaMoed, and then it ends with the Yontif. So in that case, we look in those Pesukim, Shmini Atzeres is just sort of a continuation of Sukkot. Similarly, the other time that Sukkot is presented in the, Shmini Atzeres rather, is presented in the Chumash, is in Parshas Pinchas, in the Parsh of all the Karbonos Musaf, for all of the holidays. So you have all the psukim that we've been reading this whole week. The first days of Yontif was the Maftir, and there was the Kriyas HaTorah for all the days of Chol HaMoed. It describes what Karbonos are brought on which day of Sukkot. So it says, Bayom HaSheni, you bring this, and Bayom HaShlishi, you bring that, and Bayom HaRevi, Bayom HaChamishi, Bayom HaShishi, Bayom HaShvi. And then finally, in Pasuk Lamed Hey of Perek Kof Tes, it says, Bayom HaShmini, and the 8th day, Atzeres Tielachem, you bring this and this carbon and so on. So again, Bayom HaShmini, as it's presented, looks at first glance, it's a part of the continuum. You had all these psukim before, Bayom HaSheni, Bayom HaShishi, Bayom HaRevi, Bayom HaChishmi, Bayom HaShishi, and Bayom HaShvi. So now you say, Bayom HaShmini, and on the 8th day, here's what you do. So again, Shmini Atzeres is not singled out really by these psukim as something independent or unique. It is unique. It has its own unique dinim, and the truth is, even here, in this parasha, you see a fundamental difference in terms of the karbonos, because the first 7 days, there was a progression, right? A progression going down, the so-called Pori HaChag. We started off with 13 karbonos, just 13 cows brought on the first day of Sukkot, and 12 on the second, 11 on the third, etc., going down to 7 on the 7th, and then comes Shmini. It's not part of that flow anymore, because on Shmini Atzeres, it just says you bring par echad, you bring just one cow. And the same thing for the kvasim. So on the other days it says, all the other days you brought 14 kvasim, so on Shmini Atzeres you bring 7. So there is something different about this day. But again, in terms of its fundamental introduction in the psukim, it looks like it's simply, and I don't say simply in the negative sense, but it's a continuation of Sukkot. That's Bayom HaShmini. However, if you look carefully at these psukim, you already see a hint at something unique, because all of the other days are introduced with a vav. Uvayom HaSheni, Uvayom HaShlishi, Uvayom HaRevi, Uvayom HaChamishi, Uvayom HaShishi, Uvayom HaShvi. Then it says, Bayom HaShmini. Sounds like it's a new paragraph in a way. Now, in terms of the way it's written in the Chumash, so you have these are stumos, these are paragraphs in the Chumash. So that's the same. Each one of the days has its own little. You know, in the Chumash we have no punctuation, but we have ends of paragraphs or perhaps end of chapters. You know, psuchos and stumos. So yeah, you do have that with regards to each one of the days. Second day, third day, each has its own paragraph in the Torah, and so does the eighth day. But the introductory word, there's no vav. There's no vav that links the eighth day. It starts Bayom Hashmini. This distinction was not lost on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi notes in Yerushalmi in Sukkah, it's Perek Hey Halachas Zayin. It's Daf Chof Hey Amid Beis in the standard edition of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi notices this. The Yerushalmi indicates, and we'll see this in greater detail momentarily in the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi indicates that Shmini Atzeres is in fact, at least in some ways, a regel bifnei atzmo. It is its own yontif. So the Gemara says, regel, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, regel, the omer of oven b'shem Rav Acha, kulam kasuv uvayom. Yerushalmi says, one of the Amoraim said, why all of the other days of Sukkot, it says uvayom. However, v'chan, by the eighth day, it says ksiv bayom. No vav, just bayom. L'lamedcha shehu regel bifnei atzmo. Yerushalmi says, this teaches us that it's a regel bifnei atzmo. And the Korban Eid explains, b'karbonos shochag, b'parshas Pinchas, b'chulu ksiv uvayom. Right, in parshas, by all of them it says uvayom, but uvashmini ksiv bayom l'omar shehu chilko, that it's separate, that it's different. It doesn't necessarily follow that there's something unique about it. But okay, without being medayik that way in Yerushalmi, the fact is, again, from the simple reading of the Pesukim, both in parshas Emor and in parshas Pinchas, it looks like Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day of Sukkot. It's the eighth day of Sukkot. It may have certain unique dinim, but fundamentally it's a continuation of Sukkot. However, on the other hand, the Gemara in Sukkah in the Bavli, and Yerushalmi has the same thing, but I'll read from the Bavli. And it's really the Sukkah starts on Memvav, it's the fourth parak. It starts in Memvav on the Beis and goes pretty much to Memches Amar Aleph. So the very end of the Sukkah, Memzan Amar Beis in the bottom, and going over to Memches Amar Aleph, it says, Tanya Rav Nachman, Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo Le'inyon Pezar Kashav. Or, I guess it depends what Yeshiva learned in, Pezar Keshav, whatever how you pronounce it. Okay, there's an acronym. Pei, Zion, Reish, Kuf, Shin, Reish. Six things. The Gemara goes on to list pious bifnei atzmo, zman bifnei atzmo, regel bifnei atzmo, karban bifnei atzmo, shir bifnei atzmo, bracha bifnei atzmo. Six things. Pei, Zion, Reish, Kuf, Shin, Reish. The Gemara says what it stands for. Then there's some discussion of Rishonim exactly what it means. We'll see some of it. And it's not so poshut. It's poshut what it stands for. But what does that mean practically? So that's some discussion. We'll see a little bit of it shortly. But at least with regards to these six things, Shmini Atzeres does have the status of an independent day. Independent means it's not just a continuation of Sukkot. So clearly we have to say, I think, that Shmini Atzeres really has a dual aspect to it. On the one hand, it is simply, again, I don't say simply in the negative sense, just it's the eighth day of Sukkot. It's the eighth day. On the other hand, that's why it's called Shmini, right? Because you're counting from the first day. And the Torah, for example, never introduces it as, in other words, it's the 23rd of the, it's the 22nd. It's the 22nd of the month, right? So, it's never introduced as this is, you know, on the 22nd day of Tishrei, you do X, Y, and Z. It's always introduced as Shmini, as an extension of Sukkot. So, in a certain sense, an extension of Sukkot. On the other hand, we see clearly from the Gemara that it's part of, that it has its own status as well. So we'd like to explore a little bit is what exactly, you know, we know these six things, and again, I said a discussion with Shonim here in Sukkot, and in Rosh Hashanah, and in Tainus, and other places, and Chagiga discuss exactly what the six things are, but again, whatever they are, it gives Shmini Atzeres some unique status. So the question is, what really is Shmini Atzeres? Is it more really an attachment to Sukkot, or is it more somehow a unique, special day that it's attached to Sukkot, but that's not its essence. Its essence is that it's separate. So the truth is, and I'm not going to present this now, but those who are interested in the Sefer HaRei Kedem, which Rav Shurkin wrote to, based on his shurim that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Zichrono Livracha, so he has in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, Rav Soloveitchik's thoughts on this subject, and it's interesting, it's worth looking over, it's a short piece, the Rav describes how the truth is that there are three places in the Chumash where the Yom Tovim are presented at length. It's in Parshas Emor, we mentioned, Parshas Pinchas, the other place is in Parshas Re'eh, which is the Kriyas HaTorah, actually, on Shmini Atzeres. Although, curiously, Shmini Atzeres is not mentioned in the Kriyas HaTorah on Shmiyat Tzeres, and the Maftir it is, but the main body of Kriyas HaTorah, Aser Taser, doesn't say anything about Shmiyat Tzeres. Mentions Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, not Shmiyat Tzeres. We come back to that point. But that's the laning, so that's the third place. So the Rav demonstrated really that each of these three places focus on different aspects of Yontif. So in Parshas Emor, it's focused on the Kedushas Hayom aspect. And in Parshas Pinchas, of course, it's on the Karbonus Musaf aspect. And in Parshas Re'e, it's on the issue of being Ola L'Regel, because Sashol Shpamashon Yerchol, you know, go, that's the mitzvah of Ola L'Regel, and the Korban Chagiga, right, Chag, to bring those Karbonus, Simcha, that's the essence in the Parshas Re'e. So the Rav developed that the Shmini Atzeres is left out over here because in Parshas Re'e, because in one sense it is part of Sukkot, but in terms of Kedusha Yom, it's not part of Sukkot. That's how he resolved this issue. So it's certainly worth looking at, but I want to take it in a slightly a different direction. The question which we always have the Talmidim look into when we present the Machlokas, one of the questions is, so what's the Nafkamina? I mean, you know, to us, what difference does it make really with it? Shmini Atzeres, it's part of Sukkot, it's not, I mean, it's both really, so we're trying to explore tonight, what's the essence of Shmini Atzeres? Is it essentially something separate that happens to be attached to Sukkot? Or no, essentially it's separate from Sukkot. Essentially it's part of Sukkot. Either it's essentially part of Sukkot, or essentially it's separate from Sukkot. Who cares? I mean, you know, what difference does it make? So it may make the following difference, as we'll see. I'd like to start off with something that says in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tov Reish Samaches, that's the end of Hilchos Lulav. It's the second to last Siman in, you know, of all the dinim of relating to Sukkot and Yontif and so on. So it's called, Siman Tov Reish Samaches, and Aruch Chaim is called Seder Tfilas Leil Shmini V'Yoma. This is the order of the davening on Shmini Atzeres. And the Chabar writes, Leil Shmini, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, that's tomorrow night, in Mitzvah Shem, Omer B'Tfila, we say in the davening, V'Titein Lonu Es Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. In the davening tomorrow, we'll say, Mo'adim Asimcha, Chag Mizman HaSason, Es Yom, Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. So writes the Mechaber. Okay, again, V'leil Shmini V'Yom V'Tzula V'Titam, Es Yom, Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. Now, if you take a look, just as a side point, I don't have an answer to it, I just observed this a long time ago, and I looked around a little bit. Our Sidurim, it says, Es Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. The Mechaber's Lashon is Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. That's our regular Siddurim and regular Machzorim. Among Ashkenazim, it says Yom Hashmini Chag, the two Hey Hayadiyas, Hashmini Chag HaAtzeres. The truth of the matter is, just again, it's just a side point, but Rashi, and Daf Mem Vav Mabez, on that beginning of that Tzuk and Tzuka, on the bottom of the page of Shmini Lebrocha, Rashi writes, you say in the Tfila and in Berachas Hamazon and in Kiddush, Es Yom Hashmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. He puts Hashmini, the Hey idea and the Shmini, but not by Atzeres. Yom Hashmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Then a couple of lines later on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Rashi writes in the top of the page, Dir Maschel Bruche, he writes that Lo Mvarchin LeBrocha is Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. No Hayes, neither on the Shmini nor on Atzeres. And that's how he has later on Mem Zayin Beis. Tosus on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Dir Maschel Regel has like the Mechaber has. Anyway, I don't want to make too big a deal about that. You know, it's a the Hey idea, our minig is our minig, and we say it's Yom. I think in most of the Siddur Machzor that we have, it says Yom Hashmini Chagu Atzeres Hazeh. Mechaber has it slightly different. Okay, so that's the Mechaber, understandable. Comes along the Ramor and drops a bombshell. The Ramor writes, Hagor, V'anu Nohagin, She'ein Omrim Chag B'Shmini. Says the Ramor, excuse me, but we do not say the word Chag in association with Shmini Atzeres. Again, the Mechaber says, you say it's Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. Says the Ramah, no, we do not say the word Chag. Why? The Lo Motzino B'Shum Mokom Shenikra Chag. We don't find any place that Shmini HaAtzeres is identified as a Chag. So we have no right to say in the Davening and in the Kiddush, as Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh, and identify Shmini HaAtzeres as a Chag, when in fact, we never find Shmini HaAtzeres identified as a Chag. Rather, says the Ramah, Ela Omrim Yom Shmini HaAtzeres. Period. The Ramor says you just say Yom Shmini Atzeres. That's the Ramor. Okay. So the Ramor's basic point is that we don't find that Shmini Atzeres is identified as a Chag. So it comes along the Vilna Gaon and the Bir HaGro, and the Gro says, what are you talking about? The Gro, you know, proceeds to demonstrate that there are places in the Gemara where Shmini Atzeres is identified as Chag and part of Sukkot. And he says as follows in HaGro's HaGro, on the spot, he says, umashakos of the lo motzino besukah mem. What are you talking about? Besukah mem ches amina yom tov achron shol chag. The Gemara calls Shmini Atzeres the last day of the chag of Sukkot. V'chein b'harbe mekamos, and likewise in many other places. Uvaminem be'erchin, uvesov tainish, shmoni yamei hachag. He quotes other Gemaras, you know, the grow with his bekir. What's the Erchin Daf Yod? And the end of Tainus, Chavches. I think he says these are places where it also says Shmonus Yimei HaChag, the 8 days of the Chag. So what are you talking about? The Tzuk is never called Chag. Shmini Atzeres is never called Chag. It's not true. There are places where Shmini Atzeres is associated with Chag. And that's what Avonah Gaon says. Therefore, he appears to suggest that the Mechaber is probably more correct. What's the Rambam hacking that you shouldn't say Chag on Shmini Atzeres because it's not called Chag? The Vilna Gaon demonstrates there are places where it is called Chag. So, the Teretz may be that what the Rambam presumably was aware of these Gemaras that the Vilna Gaon was quoting. It's all over Sukkah like that. So probably what the Vilna Gaon, what the Rambam meant was, we never find Shmini Atzeres in Chumash, in the Torah. Yeah, there are Gemaras. Yeah, the Chazal called it part of the Chag, right? Achron Shel Chag, or it's part of the Chag. Chazal called it like that. Gemara is like that. But what the Rambam meant in the Psukim, you look at the Psukim that I referred to before, indeed, never associated Chag with Shmini Atzeres. That's correct. That's possibly what the Rambam meant. And the Rambam didn't mean to say this. No, you want to show me Gemara is good? There are lots of Gemaras probably you can find. But that's not what I mean. I mean, says the Rambam, that Shmini Atzeres is never called Chag with regard in terms of Psukim and the Chumash. In the Torah, it's not called Chag. So that's a possibility. The truth of the matter is, this issue has ramifications for another din. Again, another Yushalmi. Yushalmi is in Nedarim. You know, when a person takes a Neder, so one has to be very precise. The language of a Neder can make a tremendous difference. Right? What language, what exact expression you use, your expression when you take a Neder makes a difference. Just for example, I wrote the Beis Medrash put out before Pesach, before Purim, the journal. So I wrote about the Adar Sheni. You know, when a guy takes a Neder and he says, I'm going to do this and this, or I'm not going to do this until Adar. And then it turns out to be a leap year. Did it mean Adar Rishon? Did it mean Adar Sheni? Right? All kinds of discussions. What do you mean by when a person says something? What does Lashon mean? The language that a person uses, the expression, makes a big difference with regards to Nedarim. So the Yerushalmi has in Perek Vav of Nedarim, Halacha Aleph, at page Chofman Aleph in the regular editions, says like this, Amachokas Ta'amaroin. Amr B'Yochanan, Hilchub Nedarim Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. Says of Yochanan, when it comes to a neder, we make a determination as to what the guy meant on the basis of the way people normally talk. This is how people use, an expression that people use, and the way people talk, so we assume that when the guy took the neder, this is what he meant. It goes by the way people talk. However, Amr B'Yoshia, no. Hilchu b'nedar machal lashon Torah. No, when determining what a person meant by neder, it goes by the language that the Torah uses. And the Gemara asks, so what's an afkamina? Ma nafik min b'nayim? So let's say a guy says, Konim yayin she'eni toim b'chag. A guy takes a neder not to drink wine or whatever on the chag, referring to Sukkot. So what does he mean? Al da'ite de b'yochanan, according to b'yochanan who says that it goes by lashon b'nei Adam, also b'yom tevachom, included in his neder is Shmini Atzeres. If a guy says, I'm taking a neder not to do this during the chag, it means Shmini Atzeres as well, because people, when we talk, we include Shmini Atzeres in Sukkot. You tell a guy he's going to be away for Sukkot, right? It means Shmini Atzeres, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. Doesn't mean he's going to come back for Shmini Atzeres. It means, right, when we talk, we mean Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkot, the way people talk. So we include it as part of the chag, Shmini Atzeres is part of the chag, the way people talk. However, al daite de Yoshia mutter. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Gemara goes on to say, is it lechumra, lekula? But again, for our purpose, if Yoshia says no, if it goes by Loshon HaTorah, so then it would not include Shmini Atzeres, because the Torah does not include Shmini Atzeres as part of the Chag. So you have this Yerushalmi Nedarim, and the Ramban quotes it. The Chiddush Ramban in Sukkah, in our Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches, quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says as follows, Hevi Yodea, the Afal Gav, the Amrinan B'Shmini Shuregel B'Fnei Atzmo, even though we identify Shmini Atzeres for some purpose in independent Yontif, but Le'inyan Nidre Bitui, but as far as a neder that a person expresses, so then Bichlal HaChagu, it's part of the Sukkot. Shekach Matzini B'Shalmi, the Yerushalmi I just mentioned, right? And he says, Aval B'Loshon Torah Yontif Achon Einon Bichlal HaChag. We'll come back to this Ramban. But the Chiddush Ramban says that there's that distinction. When it comes to the way people talk, people include Shmini Atzeres in Sukkot, but the Torah doesn't. And the Ran in the Dorim and Daf Mentes in the Bavli mentions as well. The Bavli doesn't have this exact sugi, but it has a parallel sugi. So the Ran in the Dorim, which is printed on the page in the Dorim, Daf Mentes, and I'll quote this Yerushalmi as well. So we could, getting back to our issue, answer the following. We could say, when the Ramah says we shouldn't call Shmini Atzeres Chag because we never find that Shmini Atzeres is identified as a Chag, he means in the Torah, yeah, Lashon Adam, Lashon Bnei Adam, like David Shalmi says. It's true, the way people talk, we do include Shmini Atzeres as part of Sukkot. And you want to quote me all kinds of Gemaras with Shmini Atzeres, that's Chazal talking. So the Chachamim, yeah, Achron Shel Chag, and true. But in the Torah, it's not like that. However, this answer won't work. Because the Taz, in Sivkot Nalef, in the same Siv, Simon Tafrei Samachaz, the Taz says it's not true. The Taz doesn't address this point, but the Taz says to the Ramah it's not true. And he says it's not true because there are Gemaras which seem to include Chag as it's presented in the Chumash as including Shmini Atzeres. For example, he quotes a Gemara, he says, B'yardei Sim Reishchav Sivkot, Heveisim Perek Elu Nemorim, that's in the Sota Daf Mem Aleph, Shemini Atzeres Koru Chag. It's talking there about the mitzvah of Hakel. We know that on the Sukkot after Shemitah, so all Jews have to come to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Melech reads in the Sefer Torah. That's the mitzvah of Hakel. Yeah? So the Torah there says, it just says in Parshas Vayelech, it says that Hakel is done on Chag HaSukkot. Does it mean the beginning? Does it mean the end? When on Sukkot? So the Gemara there in Sota entertains the possibility that it's talking about Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara ultimately rejects that, because it says, no, but both call Yisrael at the time when all the Jews come, and there's no Chiyav Alil Regal on Shmini Atzeres, so the Gemara rejects it. But the Taz writes, Shma Mino, the Lav Bevo, if not for this other Pasuk, Hava Mina Sheyom Tov Achron, Shu Shmini Atzeres, Kori Chag. The Gemara has, at least as a Hava Mina, that when it speaks about Chag HaSukkot, there's a reference to Shmini Atzeres. So Mamela, and that's a pasuk in the Torah. Now it's true that the Gemara rejects that Havim, but rejects it for a different reason. So therefore the Taz says, we see from a pasuk in Chumash, as explained by the Gemara in Sota, that in point of fact, Shmini Atzeres is included under Chag HaSukkot. It is called Chag. So how can the Ramah say that it's not Chag, it's not true? That's what the Taz writes. And so now we can't say, well, the Ramah was only talking about the way, you know, in Psukim. It's not true. This Gemara is talking about how to dash in Psukim. There's a Pasuk which speaks about Chag HaSukkot, which the Gemara assumes as a Havamina. Again, ultimately rejects it, but it rejects it for another reason. The Gemara assumes as a Havamina when it says Chag over there by Hakel, it means Shmini Atzeres. So what are you telling me? The Ramah says that the Shmini Atzeres is never called Chag. It is called Chag. It's only for a technical reason it doesn't work out in that Gemara, but otherwise it would be called a Chag. And then he mentions further, just to, you know, it's a long piece in his Taz. But he says, in other words, we call it, you know, it's part of Sukkot. It's Yom Tov Achron of Sukkot. It's in many places. And in fact, he compares it to Pesach. It's like the end of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach. Does anyone say Achron Shel Pesach is not part of Pesach? It's not part of Chag HaPesach? In fact, he says, you're going to tell me, wait a minute, you're going to tell me, yeah, but there's no Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, and the holiday is called Chag HaSukkot, so maybe that means it's excluded, right? Says the Taz, no. Because what's Pesach called in the Chumash? Chag HaMatzos. Is any Chiyuv to eat matzah past the first day? The first night? No. And yet the rest of the week is still called Chag HaMatzos. So he says, that doesn't make sense. He says, we should have called it, right? He said, Ein Chiyuv Achilas Matzah Ela B'Lai Rishona. Uvashayim Ein Chiyuv Ela Menias Chometz. V'loma Yikru Kol Yom Chag HaMatzos. Hoyal Ikrosom Isser Chometz. Shouldn't have called it Chag HaMatzos. Should have called it Chag Isser Chometz. That's for all a whole week. That's for all 7 days of Pesach. Right, but we don't call it Elawat. Hakol Nigor, Achalala Rishona. It's everything goes after the first night. I mean, you know, there's a Chiyuv Matzah, so that name sticks for the whole week. So he says here too, Hachanami Kenu, Beches Shol Chag, the 8th day of Sukkot, is Shmini Atzeres. So therefore he says, don't tell me that there's no such thing as Shmini Atzeres being called Chag. It's not true. So says the Taz. On the side of the page, Levushei Srod quotes, he sends to a commentator of Bechor Shor on Sukkah Daf Memvov. He brings a couple of other psukim, a couple of other gemaras like that. He says, for example, there's a gemara in Pesachim, there's a Bechor Shor on Sukkah Daf Memvov Mebeis, the Dio Maschel Shmini. So he says, I quote the Taz, and says, Yeshus Mo, Daha Ike Gemara Rucha Pesachim Daf Ayin, Deporach Akkod Vchagosim Oso Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim. The gemara has a posuk says, Vchagosim Oso Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Halo Shmo, there's 8 days. Talking about Sukkot, there's 8 days, not only seven. So why does it say, Chagosim Chag Shivas Yom, there's 8 days? So no, from here we know that a Chagiga, Tomar Chag, isn't Docha Shabbos. It only are 7 days. So again, the flow of that Gemara is that Shmini Atzeres is included in the definition of Chagosim, so Chag LaShem. And then he has another raya. Later on, he discusses this raya. Then later on, he brings another raya from the Rishalmi that Tosus quote Moikot and Davchov, where the talking about Avelos. The Gemara asks, how do we know Avelos is 7 days? We observe Shiva. How do you know it's Shiva? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Rishalmi quotes, "Va'fachti chageichem le'evel." I'm going to turn your chag into mourning. So the Gemara has sort of like a Gzeres Shavah. Just like chag is 7 days, so Avelos is also 7 days because there's an equation drawn between chag and evel. So Yerushalmi asks, wait a minute. So it should be 8 days, because there is a chag which has 8 days, namely Sukkot, which means it's 8 days. So maybe we wouldn't call it Shiva, we'd call it Shmona, right? Rachman Latzan, a person would have to sit for 8 days and not for 7 days. So then the Gemara says, no, for another reason we reject that. But again, you see that included in that connection between Chageichem and whatever limud the Gemara has, Shmina Tzeres is included under chag. So it's again another raya that Shmina Tzeres is under the title of chag. So what does the Ramah mean? And then he brings another raya that Rosh Chodesh is called a chag. The Gemara in the end of Tainus calls Rosh Chodesh a chag. Where Rashi says, because it's called a moed, it deserves the title chag. Well, Shmina Tzeres is certainly a moed, so it deserves the title chag also. So based on all of this, it would appear that the Ramah is very, we can't answer like we wanted to answer before, that the Ramah was only talking about Loshon Bnei Adam. But when the Ramah said there's no title chag for Shmina Tzeres, he meant that there's no, no pasuk like that. You have from the Levush Eisrod and from the Taz, you have Psukim where it does identify Shmini Atzeres as Chag. So therefore, we cannot give that Teretz. And the truth is, the Ramah seems very, very difficult to the point that the Mishnah Berurah, and again, we have to understand, you know, we're Ashkenazim, we generally follow the Ramah. Ayotzim Biad Ramah, right? So we generally follow the Psak of the Ramah, and you look in all our Siddurim, it's not so, right? I mean, we don't say Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, commenting on this Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Samaches in Sivkot and Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Delo Matzino B'Shemikra Shemokam Shemikra Chag, Kama Achronim Hisigu Alzeh." A number of Achronim already objected to this Ramah, and in the footnote in Sharetzi and Beis, he quotes the Taz and the Gro and the Bechor Shor and others, that, you know, like we mentioned. The Hirbu Barayas, they brought many Rayas, the Shmini Atzeres Mikri Chag, that in fact Shmini Atzeres is called Chag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kain Ein Lintos Mimash Akosav Mechaber. Period. Therefore, we should not do anything other than what the Mechaber says. With all due respect to the Ramah, and we generally follow the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah says, not here. So the Ramah is Shver, he says this strange statement that Shmini Atzeres is never called Chag, and the Mishnah Berurah says, all the Achronim brought Rayas against this Ramah, and therefore we should forget about the Ramah, we should aim Lintos, Mimasha Kosa Mechaber, so Paskins the Mishnah Berurah. We should just follow what it says in the Mechaber. Again, it's somewhat rare, but that's what it says. Apparently, Mikoach, these caches. Okay, so, good. So in terms of Psak, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, we follow the Ramah. We follow the Mechaber, not the Ramah. But what was the Ramah thinking? I mean, the Ramah says what he says. It's nice for the Mishnah Berurah to say that all the Achronim tiny against the Ramah, but the Ramah, Mistama, was aware of these Gemaras that the Bechor Shor quoted, and that the Taz quoted, and that the Vilna Gaon quoted, and he nevertheless felt somehow, what did he mean by that statement? Let's try and understand what the Ramah meant. And again, we cannot say that the Ramah meant Loshon HaTorah, because we've demonstrated that there are Psukim, the Gemaras Darshan Psukim, which indicate that it is called a Chag. So what does the Ramah mean? So I'd like to suggest, I didn't see this any place inside, so I don't know, but I'm suggesting that maybe what the Ramah means in his Lashon, when he says, "Lo matzino shum b'shum makom shenikra chag," what he means is that there's no place that we find Shmini Atzeres identified as an independent chag, as a chag distinct from Sukkot. If you look in the Rayas, it looks like most of them, it was called the chag in the context of Sukkot. It's Achron Shel Chag, or the Psukim, you know, the 7 days, 8 days, all in connection with Sukkot. What the Ramah, I think, maybe means is that we never find Shmini Atzeres identified as a Chag Bifnei Atzmo. It's never given the title Chag as apart from Sukkot. And therefore, the Ramah feels that in Kiddush and in Davening, we should not give Shmini Atzeres the title Chag, because it's not a Chag, it's a little bit independent from Sukkot, like we said at the outset. We know this. We say Shechiyonu, like the Gemara says, there are no question that in some ways Shmini Atzeres is distinct from Sukkot. But in its essence, it seems that Ramah is saying we never find it called a separate Chag from Sukkot. And therefore, we're not going to elevate its status by saying Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, which would imply that it's somehow, you know, like its own Chag. You say Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, so again, the emphasis will be on Shmini, which will link it back to Sukkot. You say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, that somehow, I'm suggesting, you know, it elevates its status, so to speak, to a Chag Bifnei Atzmo. And that's what the Rambam means. Not that we never find that Shmini Atzeres is linked with a Chag. It is, like all the other Achronim say. What the Rambam may mean is that it's never called a Chag Bifnei Atzmo. It's always linked together with Sukkot. Whereas the Mechaber may hold, and therefore the Rambam would hold, that really the essence of Shmini Atzeres is that it is, if you will, a, I don't want to say a postscript, but it's a conclusion of Sukkot. It's the end of Sukkot. And therefore we don't want to give it too much of an independent status. Where, again, Hagam that there has certain dinim, like you can't deny the Gemara. The Gemara says these six things, so Shmini Atzeres has a different dinim. But the fact that it's different dinim doesn't necessarily mean that it's a totally different, you know, the last days of Pesach have certain different dinim, you know, in terms of Halal. So just because something has different dinim doesn't mean that it's a different yontif. There are more sort of seems that he wants to downplay the independence of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres fundamentally is the conclusion or the postscript, so to speak, of Sukkot. The end of Sukkot. Whereas the Mechaber perhaps holds no. The Mechaber perhaps holds that in essence there is something more to Shmini Atzeres than just that it's the postscript to Sukkot. It is a postscript to Sukkot, but in essence it stands on its own two feet, so to speak. In other words, the question we asked before, what difference does it make? And we'll see, you know, what this means, but what difference does it make? It's, you know, it's part of Sukkot, not part of Sukkot. So maybe one difference is what the Nusach is. Again, the Rambam, and again, we usually Ashkenazim follow Rambam, so here we don't follow Rambam, but the Rambam still says what he says, and maybe the Rambam, the Machlokas really is this question, what is the nature of, what's the essence of Shmini Atzeres? Is it fundamentally just the conclusion of Sukkot with certain different dinim, or really no, it's a separate yontif that happens to be the conclusion of Sukkot. That's really perhaps the Machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Rambam. And I'd like to suggest, and a very interesting side point, which will work out with this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer, you know, Yunim Mikra Emes Yaakov on Parashas Emor, and that Pasuk Perchav Gimel Pasuk Lamed Vav. This is a side point, but it's interesting. It works out. He refers to this discussion in the Mechaber Narmo, and he presents a rule that he develops at great length elsewhere in Parashas Shmini, the Perek Yud Pasuk Yud in Vayikra. But he says as follows. He says, Hinei Le'el Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Hevesi Masha Kosva Grua Behilchas Chala Da Mechaber Tomid Sviru Leishim Mivarech Beloshan Mikra. He holds as a Yesod that the Mechaber says that when we make a bracha, the Nusach HaBracha models itself after Psukim in the Torah. V'haramo sover levarach b'loshen chachomim. It comes out with hafroshas chala, because the Torah, hafroshas chala, when you take the dough, you know, so what's the Nusach HaBracha? The Torah calls it truma, right? And the people call it chala. So the machlok is in terms of the bracha. So the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes this rule from the Gro that it depends. It says the Mechaber generally holds that the Lashon of Bracha follows the Lashon of Psukim, and the Ramor generally holds it follows the Lashon of the Chacham. Ulefi zeh, says Yaakov Kamenetsky, Hachenami svir leila haMechaber sheikar shem haChag b'Torah hu Yom Shmini. What does the Torah call it? In both places that I showed you before, both in Emor and in Pinchas, it says Yom HaShmini. That's the title. It's Yom HaShmini. Elo shehu Chag Atzeres. What is Yom HaShmini? It's Chag Atzeres. And therefore the lashon of the bracha, the nusach of the davening, and the nusach of the kiddush, according to the Mechaber, is Yom HaShmini Chag Atzeres. Ukamosh Darshu Chazal. V'haramah, she'ozo basa lashon chachomim. But the Ramah, who says we go by lashon chachomim, no, the Ramah says, Pasak lomer Yom HaShmini Atzeres. Because what do people call it? We call it Shmini Atzeres. What's tomorrow night? Shmini Atzeres. It says on the shul calendar, Shmini Atzeres, right? People call it Shmini Atzeres. So Ramah says, you go by Lashon Chachomim. So that's Mamash comes out the other way, because before we wanted to say that the Ramah was following the Lashon of the Torah. That's why he didn't want to, they didn't want to call it a Chag. Now we're saying it the other way, but based on this cloud that the Bank of Kanetsky posits, it works out what we said. Because again, we're saying that the Ramah feels that Shmini Atzeres should not be assigned an independent status, a strongly independent status. And there we call it Shmini Atzeres. He's going to say the bracha is going to be Shmini Atzeres, whereas the Mechaber holds the other way. So I'd like to suggest that this Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah, may in fact be connected to a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, again in terms of the nature of Shmini Atzeres. In that Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches, and Yerushalmi mentioned before, one of the things for which Sukkah is which Shmiat Tzeres is considered separate is Reish, right? Pezer Keshav, Pzar Keshav, Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Beis. The Reish, what does the Reish stand for? Regel Bifnei Atzmo. So what does that mean, regel? In terms of what? Now, you could answer in terms of Shecheyono, but it's not true, because that's the Zion, that's Zman. So Shecheyono is already covered. So what does it mean, regel Bifnei Atzmo? So the Rashi has an approach, and the Rabbeinu Tam says something, the Ramban has kashas against it. The Ramban says, I'll tell you what regel Bifnei Atzmo means. Ramban says, again on that Chidush Ramban, Sukkah Daf Mem Ches Anal, he says, V'li Nira, Shaloshen Sha'omer B'Shmini Shu Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Hu Kimamorim B'Pesach Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmo. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Tzadi Gimel talk about Pesach Sheni. We know that Pesach Sheni is a makeup day, right? The guy who couldn't bring the Korban Pesach for whatever the valid reason, so he has an Erev Pesach, 14th of Nisan, so he has Pesach Sheni, the 14th of Iyar. So what is the status of Pesach Sheni? Is it just a tashlumen? It's just a makeup day? Or it has some independent status? It's a similar kind of discussion. So Ramban says that's the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel. So he says, and the Machokas will chapis, and the Nafkamina says the Gemara in Pesachim is as follows. What happens if you have a guy who legitimately missed Pesach Rishon? He was, too far away, whatever the legitimate reasons are, right? Shogag B'Rishon. Now came Pesach Sheni, the Hizid B'Sheni. He intentionally did not bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. What happens to the guy? So it depends. So the Gemara, so the Ramban spells it out. He says, according to the guy who holds that in a certain sense it's a Pesach Sheni is its own day, this guy is not going to be Chayav Koreis. Because he missed Pesach Rishon, and he had an opportunity to make it up, and he didn't do it, he's out. Chayav Koreis. But if you hold it's only a Tashlumen, so what did he do? He missed the makeup. But the missing the makeup can't be stricter than missing the original. He missed the original for a legitimate reason, so the Shogeg or whatever, he missed the first day. So now, true, it was Hizid B'Sheni, but Sheni's only a makeup. So therefore, you can't make it, well, he won't be Chayav Koreis. And this Machokas of the status of Pesach Sheni, I mean, it has numerous nafkaminas. The famous question, the Ramban alludes to it, what about a kid who became bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon, old cotton and his garob and shnap talking, right? A kid became bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Rishon. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? Because he wasn't eligible on Pesach Rishon, he wasn't bar mitzvah. Or a gersh and his gayer. Right? A guy converted, became a ger tzedek in between. Does he have to bring? So that's the same question. Is it only tashlumen? So again, the Ramban says, it's the same thing here. He says, what does regel mean? Let's think of regel. What does regel refer to? Regel refers to aliyah leregel, right? The regolim, it means that when you go to the chiyuv of the karbonos that relate to being ola leregel, the carbon ola sri'iyah, and the shalmi chagiga, and if there is a separate carbon in the whole discussion, shalmi simcha, fine. You bring these special karbonos. That's what regel means. So the Ramban develops, well, I won't read it inside, we'll save a little time. The Ramban says as follows. He says, there is a din that if a person was ineligible or not obligated to bring the carbon, really is supposed to bring the carbon, these olas re'iyah, these special carbonas, on the first day of Sukkot. I'm Pesach, we're not talking about Pesach now. First day of Sukkot. So let's say a guy was blind. Suma is potter from his carbon, because he can't see it, fine. Or a person who's a chiger, he's lame, so he can't bring it, so he's potter on the first day. Then he got better. Then he took a medicine, had an operation, whatever it was, he got better. And now the second day of Sukkot, or the fifth day of Sukkot, whatever, he's now no longer in that condition. Does he now have an obligation to bring that as tashlumen for the first day? So the answer is as follows. If I'm eligible to bring the carbon on the first day of Sukkot, and I just don't for whatever reason, let's say I couldn't get to the Beis Hamikdash, there was a backup, a lot of people, whatever it was, so then I can make the tashlumen the whole week because I'm making up what I was already obligated in. But if I was not obligated at the beginning of Sukkot, so then I'm potter the rest of the week too, even though the condition is now, I got all better. I can see, or I can walk, or whatever the situation cleared up. That's the din. Because the rest of the day is only tashlumen for the first day. That's the halacha. What about Shmini Atzeres? So here's the chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban says when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, that's what we mean regel bifnei atzmo. That guy who we got better will now on Shmini Atzeres, he will have to bring that makeup carbon. Shmini Atzeres is a day of Tashlumen for the first day. But the Chiddush is, it's not lumped together with days 2 through 7. Days 2 through 7, if the guy got better, so he doesn't have to bring. But on Shmini Atzeres, he will. Just to read those words, Shmini Atzeres, regular Afal Gav Delo Chazi B'Chol Hanach Chazi B'Shmini. If he's eligible on Shmini Atzeres, he has to bring it on Shmini Atzeres. That's what it means, Regel B'Fnei Atzma. Of course, the Ramban says, but it's not Eino Regel M'Yuchad La'Atzma L'Gamre, but it's not a totally new day. Sheim Chogig B'Rishon Eino Chogig B'Shmini. Because if he brought it on the first day, then he doesn't have to bring it again on the eighth day, that's for sure. If he brought the carbon on day one, for sure he doesn't have to bring it again on Shmini Atzeres. But the Chiddush of Ramban is, that's what Regel B'Fnei Atzmo means. Regel B'Fnei Atzmo means that we take over on Shmini Atzeres the status of this guy that now has repaired itself, so to speak. His condition of being blind or being a chiger has gone away. So now he's back in the Parsha, so to speak. If he's back in the Parsha, on Shmini Atzeres to bring carbon. So claims the Ramban. So that's a tremendous Chiddush. But that's what he says Regel B'Fnei Atzmo means. That's Shmini Atzeres. Then he says, furthermore, a couple of paragraphs later, Efshar Od, another din. There is a din, again, I'm going to say quickly. There's a din called Bal Ta'acher. A person has, if a person makes a commitment to bring a carbon, for whatever the reason, so there's a certain time limit that he has before he violates Bal Ta'acher. You're not allowed to go, you don't have the next 10 years to bring the carbon. You have a certain time limit. What is the time limit? Tzema Chokas, Tanayim, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, other places. But it has to do with the Sholosh Regalim. Has to do with the Sholosh Regalim. So according to one opinion, all Sholosh Regalim have to go by. Another opinion says just one regal has to go by. Another opinion says the Sholosh Regalim have to go by in order. I mean, he started from Pesach, so depending on when you took the Nedi, you'll have more or less time. Okay. So according to the Mandam, who says that the three regalim have to go by, where does Shmini Atzeres fit into this picture? So Ramban writes as follows. He says, with regards to Baal Ta'acher, he says, if two regalim go by, Shiva Simeachag, Shinsei Regalim, plus Shiva Simeachag, on Shmini Atzeres is already over on Baal Ta'acher. On Shmini Atzeres is over on Baal Ta'acher. Because Shmini Atzeres, says the Ramban, is not considered part, that's Regel B'Fnei Atzmo. It's not part of Sukkot for that din. So says the Ramban. Shmini Atzeres is separate. Okay, those two regalim have gone by according to that opinion, or even according to the opinion who said only one regal has to go by. Once the 7 days of Sukkot go by, comes Shmini Atzeres, Baal Ta'acher. Because Shmini Atzeres is not part of Sukkot in this regard. That's Regel B'Fnei Atzmo. That's the Rambam. Fine. The Rambam appears to disagree with both of those points. The Rambam, first of all, in Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam, you have to take my word for it. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Hagiga Halacha Zayin, the Rambam disagrees with this point of the Ramban, and he says no. The way you read it, again, it's not. You could argue, but the simple reading of the Rambam for sure. The Rambam says that Sukkis is supposed to bring the carbon at the beginning of Sukkis, and if you don't, you have Tashlumen. And he says that Shmini Atzeres is part of the Tashlumen. He doesn't say that on Shmini Atzeres, if the guy got better, so like a new chiyuv pops in. Rambam never says that. In Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, he just says the rest of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, is Tashlumin for the first day. And in Perek Beis Halacha Hey, he speaks there about the guy who was a chiger, a suma, who got better, and he says he's potter, and he doesn't say Shmini Atzeres is a new chiyuv. So clearly disagrees with this Ramban. So it's a machlokas around the Ramban, halacha l'maisa, in terms of the days of Beis Hamikdash, halacha l'maisa, right? Whether Shmini Atzeres is considered a new chiyuv in terms of the chiger or the suma who got better. So Ramban disagrees with the Ramban. Similarly, with regards to Baal Ta'acher, the Ramban in Hilchos Maisa HaKarbonos, Perek Yud Dalad, halacha Yud Gimel, the Ramban says, when do you violate Baal Ta'acher? When it says, he has a lashon of Avru Olav Kol Haragolim. He has such a lashon. All the regalim. So the Or Sameach is medayik. Again, it's Perek Yudal Hilchos Ma'aser Kavanah Lo Gimel. I'm sorry. His lashon is Ad Sheyavru Kol Regalei Hashana. I have to say it like that. It says the Or Sameach Af Shmini Atzeres. What does it mean? That Shmini Atzeres is included with Sukkot. So now, like the Ramban, he says that Shmini Atzeres, in order for that regal to have gone by, it means Shmini Atzeres also has to have gone by. So again, against the Rambam. Again, against the Rambam. So I'd like to suggest the following point. The Rambam holds that Shmini Atzeres fundamentally is part of Sukkot. Yes, it has certain different dinim, but fundamentally it's a postscript of Sukkot. Therefore, for Baal Ta'acher purposes, of course, Shmini Atzeres has to go by. It's part of Sukkot. The whole Sukkot has to go by, including Shmini Atzeres, like the Arsameach says. or in terms of in terms of the other issue about the person the Shmini Atzeres being tashlumin for someone who couldn't bring the carbon in the beginning. Shmini Atzeres also has to go. Shmini Atzeres is not a separate status. So the Rambam holds that Shmini Atzeres is, so to speak, less independent. The Ramban, however, seems willing to grant Shmini Atzeres a certain greater independence from Sukkos. Yeah, it's part of Sukkos, but it's a greater independence. Therefore, a new din takes over in terms of tashlumin. Therefore, it's separate in terms of Baal Ta'acher. Right? That, I think, is a machlokes around the Ramban. The truth of the matter is, it's very fascinating to note, and again, I won't read it all inside now because it's late, but the Rambam in Parak Chof Tetz of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Ches through Chof, describes Kiddush on Yontif. And the Rambam begins by saying, just like on Kiddush on Shabbos is required, so too is Kiddush on Yontif, and most assume that means the Rambam holds Kiddush on Yontif is Doraisa. Magen Mishnah says not that way, but most people learn that it's Doraisa according to Rambam. And then the Rambam goes ahead to give you the Nusach of Kiddush. Mentioned on Pesach, you say it's Yom Chag HaMatzos, and on Shavuos, you say it's Yom Chag HaShavuos. And Rambam writes out the whole Nusach. And on Sukkot, you say Yom Chag HaSukkot. Then you say either Zman Chayreseinu, Zman Matan Taraseinu, Zman Simchaseinu. And then the next halach you said on Rosh Hashanah, you say this Yom Trua or whatever. No mention of Shmini Atzeres. The Rambam does not mention Shmini Atzeres. What about the kiddush Shmini Atzeres? So perhaps the Rambam held that on Shmini Atzeres you do is say in the Kiddush is Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, because the Rambam, as we're saying, downplays the connection between Shmini. Downplays the independence of Shmini Atzeres. I don't know. I can't say this for a fact, but it is at least curious that the Rambam never gives you the nusach for all the Kiddushes of the year, and it doesn't say the nusach of Shmini Atzeres or Kiddush. So maybe includes it on the Sukkos. In fact, a couple of halachas later, halacha Chav Gimel, the Rambam talks about Shechayanu, and although he doesn't even mention that there's a Shechayanu on Shmini Atzeres. He says all the Yom Tovim have Shechayanu except the end of Pesach. The last night of Pesach is no Shechayanu. So the Magen Mishnah says, well, he means to tell you Shmini Atzeres, but he doesn't say it. He holds you say Shechayanu, but I'm suggesting again that the Rambam downplays the independence of Shmini Atzeres. That's the Rambam Shitoso. And the truth of the matter is, the one staggering comment the Rambam makes. The Rambam writes, listen to this, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos, those other Rambams I mentioned were in Perek Chof Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Ches through Chof, and Halacha Chof Gimel about Shechiyano. In Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam mentions the following. It's the minig throughout Kal Yisrael, says the Rambam, and certainly, as we know, our minig coming up. Rambam writes, "Aminig aposhut b'chol Yisrael shemashlimin es haTorah b'shana achas." The minig is we go through the whole Torah in each year. Maschilin b'Shabbos shachar chag haSukkos. We begin the Shabbos after Sukkos. V'korin b'Seder Breishis. Then next one Noach, etc., etc. And listen to what he says: V'korin v'holchin al haSeder zeh ad shegomrin es haTorah b'chag haSukkos. You finish the Torah on Sukkos. Sukkot, you finish on Shmini Atzeres. We call the second day of Shmini Atzeres the simplest Torah. But it's Shmini Atzeres. We finish the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. What do you mean Sukkot? So the Rambam was Shitoso. The Rambam is saying, again, he's downplaying the independent status of Shmini Atzeres. Now, I have to be 100% honest and tell you that this will all work out beautifully, except that in the Rambam, at the end of Sefer Avo, he prints the Seder Tfilos Kol HaShom. So this is a Rav Zolti point this out, and others point this out, and it... Rav Zolti has an essay on this subject. It takes a different direction. I'm taking it, but several of the Marmakomas, I found through him, but it goes in a different direction. I'm not sure I fully agree with what he says, but it's Simon, those interested, Simon Ayin Allah in the Sefer Mishas Yavid. Anyway, he raises this theorem, and he says that the Rambam the Siddur, when he speaks about Musaf and the davening on Yontif, he does say on Shmini Atzeres, he say Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Now that only makes it a little more complicated. How come he says a year by tefillah and not by kiddush? So Rav Zolti has an approach. What I mentioned earlier from Rav Shurkin, from Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that approach will also, the kiddush is more kedusha yom inyan as opposed to korban musaf inyan. You can answer it in other ways. But there's also those who say that the siddur of tefillah, as we have it, the Rambam, did the Rambam write it exactly or was stuff stuck in later on? Okay, but lemaisa, I think even with that, we are on solid ground saying that it's, according to the Rambam, Shmini Atzeres is downplayed as a separate Yontif, whereas according to Ramban, it has more independence. So what I'd like to suggest is that that's the Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah is following the lines of thinking of the Rambam. When the Ramah says we don't find that Shmini Atzeres is called Chag, the way I explained it, it means we don't find it called Chag separately. Right? And that's true. It's always associated with Sukkot. Therefore, the Ramah, following along the lines of the Rambam, wants to say we don't give Shmini Atzeres a title in the davening. It's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres with a title Chag. Because it's not. It's really a postscript to Sukkot fundamentally. So it's true for certain things that is a different thing for Shechayonu or for the mere fact that we don't call it Sukkot anymore. We call it Shmini Atzeres in the davening, but we don't want to give it the title, you know, super title Chag. Whereas the Mechaber, perhaps, is more along the lines of Ramban that says, no, we can give Shmini Atzeres an independent strength, so to speak. We give Shmini Atzeres an independent title. We can call it Chag, because as the Ramban says, for certain dinim, it's not part of Sukkot, or Tashlumin, or whatever other purposes. I'll just mention as a side point that Taz, that long Taz that I mentioned before, may really end up agreeing with the Ramban going even further. Nusra Sfard, those who daven Nusra Sfard, have a different Nusra altered. They don't say it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, but rather it's Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. All right? Something like that, right? Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. So the Taz quotes this Girsa. That's even more like the Ramah, right? It's funny because the Taz begins like attacking Ramah that's not called Chag, but he says, really, what is Shmini? It's Atzeres HaChag. What does that mean? It's the end. What does Chag in that sentence mean? Sukkot. It's Atzeres HaChag. That's like the Ramah. It's like the Ramah plus. In other words, yeah, we'll call it, you know what Shmini Atzeres is? It's the end of Sukkot. It doesn't have its own independent status. That's possible according to that Taz, and he quotes the Marshal agrees. So I'll just mention, you know, right now we'll close in a second with Milah Drush, but one other point in terms of Halacha, there's a big Machlokas Achronim as to what happens, and I think the Mishnah Berurah, somewhat unusually anyway, the Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya in the Machlokas, it doesn't tell us what to do. What happens if tomorrow night the guy will make a mistake and he davens Ma'ariv or makes Kiddush or whatever, he davens Ma'ariv and he says, Yom Chagasukas, I say, all week long we've been saying Chagasukas. So he forgot and he was the davening whatever and he said Chagasukas there. They have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Now he realizes they have to finish the Shmoneh Esrei, they have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Guy made an error. So Mishnah Berurah, again it's the same Siman Tov Reish Samaches, in Sif Beis, the cotton Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im shochach v'omer siyom chag asukas hazeh v'oka raglov, you already finished the Shmoneh Esrei. Im tzorech lachzor, you have to go back and read the Shmoneh Esrei over again. So he tells us yesh deos ben achronim, machlokas achronim. Ayin b'shari tshuva v'chayodam. And he says everybody agrees if you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei yet, you didn't finish the bracha, so you can go back. Period. End of Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't tell us what to do. It just says the yesh deos ben achronim. So I guess you have to take a look in the Shari Tshuva, take a look in the Chayadim, and then go ask your rabbi. But whatever, you know, Mishnah Berurah doesn't give us a tip as to exactly what he holds. Other Achronim do say it. The Birka Yosef and the Chidor, he says you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Chayadim says you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Orach HaShulchan says you don't have to. The different sheet is an Achronim. Probably or possibly, it depends on our question. If you hold that Shmini Atzeres is fundamentally part of Sukkot, then a chanami. You should say Shmini Atzeres, but if you said Yom Chag HaSukkot, that bid the Yemen, it's good enough. You don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because you didn't say something way off base. You didn't say it's Shavuos. You didn't say it's Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, right? You didn't mess up totally, right? You just said Sukkot. It's close enough, bid the Yemen. Whereas if you say no, more like the Mechaber, that it's a different din altogether, Shmini Atzeres has an independent status, then that may be like the Chidor, the Birka Yosef says you do have to repeat it. The Maharsham, in the Sharma Tzirim Bahalocha, he quotes the Hargos of Maharsham, who says it matters whether the Shmini Atzeres was Torah. You know, so with Torah for sure you'd have to repeat it because that's totally disconnected from Sukkot's second day. And then I don't know if that's Mukhuch necessarily that way, but that's what he says. The Kafa Chaim says it matters what was in, he quotes in the Ben Ish Chai, that it matters what was in your mind. Okay, it's a discussion there in the Achronim. That really relates to our question. Is it part of Sukkot, you know, fundamentally or not? No matter whether you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. I just want to close with one piece of Drush, which really is based on this question. The Chochmas Shlomo on the bottom of the page mentioned the following. So we said before, it's curious, we lain on Shmini Atzeres, a laning that has nothing to do with Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not mentioned anywhere in the whole, that's the one parsha in May, but it's not mentioned, yet that's our laning on Shmini Atzeres. Now the truth of the matter is, in Chutz La'aretz, that's always the extra laning. The last day of Pesach, that's the laning, and the last day of Shavuos, that's the laning. So at the end of Sukkot, we don't do the last day, because the last day we have Simchas Torah, so we don't make it Shmini Atzeres. That's always the extra laning, is Aser Taser, or Kol HaBechor, the Re'ei. But still, Shmiyat Tzara is not mentioned. So before, the truth of the matter is, before we said it has to do with Aliyah LeRegel, and that's really like works out well according to Ramban. Because the Ramban says that's, even though it's not mentioned, but Shmiyat Tzara is a regular of Natsu in terms of, you know, that issue of Tashlumin, so maybe that's why we read that section. It works out. The Chochmah Shom on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch says, on this question about whether a guy mistakenly said Chag HaSukkos, he says, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? He says, because in the Torah itself, in Parshas Re'eh, it speaks about Sukkos, and it doesn't mention Shmini Atzeres. So it must be that Shmini Atzeres is included under Chag HaSukkos. That's what he says. And what's his Raya? Because then we have a Pasuk that says, V'hayisa Ach Sameach, right? V'samachti v'chagecha v'hayisa Ach Sameach. What is that? So the Gemara has a drosha. What do we learn from Yisa Ach Sameach? That there's a special chiyuv of simcha on Shmini Atzeres. L'rabo osele yotam achron shalchag l'simcha. So I once thought, and then I saw this Chochma Shom, I once thought that that's why we learn that on Shmini Atzeres. Because it's the lady of Shmini Atzeres. Because that's Pasuk, Yisa Ach Sameach. It doesn't mention Shmini Atzeres by name, but at least Midrashas Chazal, it comes out that that's the mocker for simcha on Shmini Atzeres. So you leave Yisa Ach Sameach. With that in mind, raise the following question. And let's finish, Mamad. We said before, regel bifnei atzma, right? So Ramban said regel bifnei atzma is with tashlumen. But if we reject the Ramban, we said the Ramah holds like the Ramah, so what is regel bifnei atzma then? If it's got nothing to do with tashlumen, so what is regel bifnei atzma? For what is it regel bifnei atzma? So some Rishonim says do the avelus, you know, breaks avelus. But Rashi writes in Sukkah, Mem Ches Manal, regel bifnei atzma, she'ein Yoshvin b'sukkah. There's no sukkah. And the Aruch Lanier writes, you could have said also there's no lulav. Just mentions one of them. Fine. Isn't that strange? You're identifying a day by something you don't do, regel bifnei atzmo, because there's no sukkah. That's a funny way to identify the essence of a day on the basis of something you don't do. Ein Yoshvin b'sukkah. So the Maratz Chayis on this daf in sukkah asks an interesting question, b'chlal. He asked that drosha that I quoted before by Yisach Sameach that the Chochmah Shom mentioned. By Yisach Sameach, what does it come to do? I said it comes to be marbet to include Sukkah Shmiyat Tzeres b'Simcha, the Zechi of Simcha. Asked the Maratz Chayis, we have a usual rule: whenever the Torah used the word Ach, this is Ach with a Chof, not brother. Ach Aleph Chof, it comes to exclude Kol Achen Merakin Miyutin. So what do you mean by Yisach Sameach comes to be marbet Simcha? On Shmini Atzeres, what are you talking about, Marbe? Ach is not a ribui. So says the Maratz Chayis, he says, Uvashem Hagon Achosid Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mivilna, I heard the name of the Gra, that it's the following. That all week long we had Sukkah and Lulav and Simcha. Vayisa on Shmini Atzeres, Vayisa Ach Sameach excludes what? Excludes Sukkah and Lulav. Mamish like this Rashi. So the essence of Shmini Atzeres is that we don't sit in the sukkah. We don't have the mitzvah of sukkahs. So I just want to conclude al derech hadrush with the following point. I think a very important word. However, we spoke halacha, whether it's part of sukkah, not part of sukkahs, for tashlumin, for, you know, for this problem, for bal tacher, for what you said in the Shmon Esrei. I believe we could suggest that the uniqueness of Shmini Atzeres, the specialness of Shmini Atzeres is that it's not just the conclusion of Sukkos, it's the pinnacle of Sukkos. And it's not just the pinnacle of Sukkos, it's the pinnacle of the Chodesh Tishrei, of the Yom Noroim season. And here's what I mean, it's interesting, you know, our two directions in Shmini Atzeres may be two different Rashi. Look in Rashi in Emor, he says, what is the Lashon of Atzeres? It's a famous Rashi. It says, Koshel I Pridaschem. I don't want you to leave, stay one more day. Like one of the hotel chains had that slogan, stay one more night. So that's our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, stay one more day, right? Koshel I Pridaschem. You've been here all this time, stay over one more day. So that sort of links it to Sukkos, right? You've been here all this time, stay over one more day. That's Rashi and Emor, Atzeres. Rashi and Pinchas says no. Rashi and Pinchas, you know what Atzeres is? He quotes a different Medrash. The Medrash says, Asuli Sudaktana, just me and you. You've been bringing these karbanos and been busy with so many different things. Now just sit down with me. Asuli Sudaktana. I think the essence of Shmini Atzeres is two levels. One, yes, it's the conclusion of Sukkos. Koshalei Pridaschem, stay over one more day. But the other thing is, Dasuli Sudas Ketame. You know what Shmini Atzeres is? Shmini Atzeres is we don't sit in the sukkah. We don't take the lulav and that sukkah. Like the Maratz Chayis quotes the name of the Gra. Why is that important? Because we look at the whole sukkahs, and now by extension, the whole Atzeres Yimei Tshuva. And really going back to the end of Chodesh Elul, you know, to Hoshana Rabbah tonight, right? So Hoshana, Nun Aleph. It's the 51st day since Elul, right? It's the end. Hoshana. Right? So figure it out, it works. It's Hoshana Rabbah. So what does it mean? We've gone through the whole Chodesh Elul with the Slichas, and then Rosh Hashanah, with Slichas, with Tefillah, with Mephias and Chavera, with Tshuva, with all this business activity, davening and shofar, and then we come to Yom Kippurim and fasting, and then the flip side, so to speak, comes Sukkot with Luv and Esrog and Sukkot and Simcha and Simcha's Beis HaShoev and everything. All these things, if we get to what point? To be lift, or bring us to lift Hashem. If we had more time, we could develop it, but very briefly, the kitzer. What Yom Kippur is lift Hashem, is lift Hashem titaro. It's lift Hashem. Sukkot is lift Hashem, usmachtem lift Hashem, okechem shivas yamin. Come Shmini Atzeres, and I'm linking Shmini Atzeres to Simchas Torah, because it's one. Nothing left. There's no tshuva and tefillah and stokah and fasting and sukkot and a little bit of esrog. It's just one thing. Me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres. I hold in a certain sense, I said this before, that Shmini Atzeres is the holiest day of the year in a certain sense. It's most, it's the pinnacle. And I don't mean this pejorative. There's no shtick, so to speak. In other words, we don't need any more the fast and we lift to get to lift Hashem. We don't need any more the sukkah and the lulav and the esrog and the simchas beis hashoeves to get to simcha. Now I've come to, if I've done everything right up until now, I've come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm here, lift Hashem. Oh, now it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that's it. When I say me, I mean every Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest. That's the ach, like the Vilna Gaon says. You get no more sukkah, like Rashi says. It's regular with nafos, ain't yoshim misukkah. Aruchanes it means it ain't yoshim misukkah, and a lulav, no nitzach abayim. All the other stuff gone. I don't need that anymore. Those were all, so to speak, means to get to a certain end. And we've been busy for the last, since, you know, Rosh Chodesh Elul, or Al-Koponim, since we started Ashkenazim, since we started saying Slichas a week before, a month ago now, right? Since we started saying Slichas on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So it's been a fervor of activities, and, you know, people, it's no sleep. I was joking my wife from the first month of Shabbos, Slichas, till Slichas starts, no sleep. You know what I mean? Because, you know, first is getting up, you know, you get up very, very early to go to Slichas, you know, till Yom Kippur, and then with Sukkot, you know, late nights, they go to Simchas Beis HaShoeves or whatever, and then it's Simchas Torah. Right, no sleep for a month, right, really. Because with the fervor activities, it comes to its pinnacle on Shmini Atzeres. It comes to the, and what is Shmini Atzeres? How do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's only one way we on earth can now relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's through Torah. That's why Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. What is it? We can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. So that's Rav Shechter quotes in the Rav, and they're also in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's why on Simchas Torah, on Hoshana Rabbah, and all week long this week, we said Hoshanas, there was one guy stood by the bima holding the Sefer Torah, and we all walked around. On Simchas Torah, no one should stand in the middle of the Sefer Torah. Either you walk around the bima, right, and the people carrying the Sefer Torah walk around, or in some shuls, might actually put the Sefer Torah down on the bima, whatever it is. But there's no person in the middle, because who's in the middle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, represented by the Torah. And that's the Gemara said, the last Gemara in Tainus, we spoke about a few weeks ago. And also the Kodesh Baruch is going to have a circle with the tzaddikim and they dance around. Everyone's going to say, Vama Bahama, Hina Lokain of Zer. You know, Zer always means, like we spoke about before in the Thursday night shiur, Zer, we point. Hina Lokain of Zer. I'm pointing to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I've gotten to the point after the Slichas, and after Rosh Hashanah, and after Aseres HaMeitzuvah, and after Yom Kippurim, and after Sukkot, with all the Sukkot and Lulav and Simchas Beis and everything, now I've come to the point, Hina Lokain of Zer. That's Shmini Atzeres. So we can argue halachically whether it's part of Sukkot, not part of Sukkot. I believe that if we take it properly, Shmini Atzeres was told the most mekudesh days of the year. That we've come to a point that we've now come in the sameach directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For us, that means with Torah. Ain't like the Piyut says, we said in the Ilah, Ein Shir HaKatorah Hazos. That's what we have left now. We can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Torah. That's the simcha of Simchas Torah. That's why it's such a shame in many places where Simchas Torah becomes such a joke. You know, people misunderstand what Simchas Torah is. Not Purim. No Indian to drink on Simchas Torah. Even after you get your aliyah, there's still no need to drink on Simchas Torah. I personally make kiddush until after Musaf. In the shul, okay, people make kiddush, but keep low key. That's the way it should be. I think here they changed the rules a few years ago. In this shul, properly, I believe Simchas Torah is not holiless. It's not the wild time. I mean, people misunderstand it. You lay the laney for Chasen Torah. It's a very moving laney. I've had the aliyah a few times for Chasen Torah. It brings tears to your eyes. You're reading about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shama lo savor. Can you imagine that? You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. It's Simchas Torah is. We shouldn't misunderstand Simchas Torah. So Mitzvah Hashem will have the opportunity, having gone through now, we're at Hoshana Rabbah tonight, Yom HaChosam HaGolo, you know, tomorrow we'll say all the piyutim, the beautiful, I think that the piyut of Kol Mevaser, that ends the Hoshana, is one of those, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful piyutim of the whole year. If you have a chance to daven and look at it in the English, read it. It's a beautiful piyut about Mashiach, Kol Mevaser, Mevaser, very, very moving. It's the culmination of everything. Hoshana Rabbah, you know, it's it. It's the time for us to, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. That's what the Pesukim read. Read that piyut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He's like leaping over the hills and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. We go from Hashanah Rabbah right into Shmini Atzeres. Celebrate Shmini Atzeres like we mean it. But we've now come and there's nothing else. No lulav, no esrog, no nothing. All gone. Now if we've done everything right up until now, we have the opportunity to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more directly. To relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hine Elokeinu Zed, I can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu dance around a circle, they dance around the Torah, that's the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So we dance around the Torah, that's what Simchas Torah is. And Amit Hashem, we should all have the opportunity to celebrate Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres properly, and whether we pask in this way or that way about if a guy forgot, okay, you have to ask your own rabbi, and Shabur leaves it to... leaves it as a question of whether we hold like the Rambam, hold like the Ramban, and what nusuch we say, Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. Okay, so it all is Nogei Halacha L'maaseh, but let's not lose sight of what I think is part of the essence of Shmini Atzeres, and that is the point that we've come now through this whole season of Yom Noroim to the apex, that now, without fasting, and without anything else, and without sukkahs, without all these, I don't want to say external, but without these other things to assist us, I can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Hine Elokeinu Zeh. We have the opportunity to enjoy Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres the way it's meant to be enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Guten Morgen, Guten Yontov. Those interested in Lane Devon?
Yeah.
Okay, we're Lane Devon.